Hello, Mzansi. You are listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzansi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA, and that's, of course, the Global Organization for the World's Press. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode, powered by Land Bank. We're diving deep into the world of farming, finance, and all things agriculture. Our guest is Craig Harrison, the provincial head of Land Bank in the Western Cape, and he's here to chat to us about something that's on every farmer's mind: how to keep the lights on and the tractors running when Eskom isn't playing ball. That's right, we're talking about the Agro Energy Fund, a game-changing blended finance initiative designed to help farmers switch to alternative energy sources and power through power cuts. Over to Ivor Price, the co-founder of Food for Mzansi, who leads this conversation.
Craig, thanks for joining us today. Let's quickly recap for farmers who might have missed the previous episode. What is the idea behind the Agro Energy Fund?
Hi, Ivor. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. In order to address alternative energy sources in the sector, the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development has established an Agro Energy Fund at the Land Bank. The grant contribution of 500 million was committed by the department, which will require match funding from the Land Bank. This is a blended finance instrument where the department will provide the grant on a sliding scale per producer category, combined with a loan from the Land Bank. So the grant does not need to be repaid, however the loan does.
And you better repay your loan because it will help others in the end. So what is the first step as a farmer that they should be taking if they're interested in applying for the Agro Energy Fund?
So assess your existing energy consumption and associated costs to see if your farming operation needs an energy solution. That's the first one. So you as a farmer know exactly what you need. Then get an energy expert or energy specialist. It's basically just a service provider who does these things, an accredited service provider who does it, to provide you with a due diligence of the energy consumption and associated costs. Once you've determined that finding a solution is necessary, get in touch with the closest relationship manager. You can find their contact details information on our website, www.landbank.co.za.
But farmers, just remember, this fund specifically is for energy solutions. It's not to finance your farming dreams on the rest of the farm, right?
For this specific fund, it's only for energy solutions, but we do have the other funds available as well.
So the application process generally can be pretty detailed and daunting for some, especially if they don't have their paperwork in order. What are the key documents that applicants should have ready before they even start the application?
So when you receive a report from an energy expert outlining basically what solution you require and the costing around that, contact your relationship manager at any of our offices. They will then help you with the rest of the requirements. But to start out, that is basically what you'll need. Having a relationship with your relationship manager at the Land Bank, he will then inform you everything that you need. However, any farmer can start with a feasibility report or an energy expert report. That will basically outline what it is that you need. From there, we can take it further.
Okay, short and sweet, start with that report. Do they need a business plan? I think a solid business plan is often crucial in these situations. What are the must-have elements that people like you look for in a business plan when considering applications specifically for the Agri Energy Fund?
So a feasibility or energy expert study detailing the farm's major energy uses and energy requirements is definitely the major thing that we'll need for this specific fund. The infrastructure and design has to be included in the feasibility or energy expert report.
So cash flow projections can also be tricky. Can you share some tips on how farmers can create realistic and compelling five-year cash flow projections? Because I worked through the brochure and I think that's also needed.
Yes, it's definitely needed. I would say keep it simple, keep it honest. The first 2 years of your cash flow has to be monthly, ending or for 12 months total. Year 3, 4, and 5 may be your totals for the annual only. Consider your historic financial information, both income and expenses, and be clear on how you determine the numbers. There is a science to agriculture, so it's none of it is thumb suck. Determine what all the payments, installments are that you have to pay, and include all the income and expenses into your cash flows. It is always beneficial not to overstate or to inflate income and understate expenses. Where you can, also consider adding contingent liabilities to your cash flow projections. Uncertain future events occur regularly in agriculture. For Agro Energy Fund, if the solution will reduce electricity costs on your cash flow projection, I would recommend that you reduce the electricity cost on your cash flow accordingly and also ensure that you add the installment that goes to the Agri Energy Fund. So that is really important. It's also beneficial to ensure that you review your cash flow monthly and make it a living document. In other words, do the cash flow projection, not just for the bank, but then use that cash flow projection as a budget going forward and review regularly.
That's an excellent tip for business people generally as well. Thanks for that, Craig. You've touched on environmental impact assessments, and I noted that NERSA licenses are also part of the requirements for some projects. How can farmers ensure they're on top of these regulatory requirements?
So farmers can obtain information about regulatory requirements in a few different ways. One, the service provider or the energy expert who provides you with those opinions, they can offer help on solutions, and they will also be aware of what is required, what are the proper procedures that you need to follow. The second one, farmers can also get further advice from provincial Department of Agriculture by contacting them. And then the third one is obviously they can contact the relationship manager at Land Bank, because we do have some experts in the bank who would also be able to assist.
It sounds to me like a key part of this process, any process with banking, is this relationship with your relationship manager.
Definitely. And going forward, the bank will be working on a relationship model. So all farmers will have a dedicated relationship manager who's going to assist them. I'm really happy about that.
So when it comes to historical financial statements, what does Land Bank expect to see? And how far back should these records go?
The bank looks at historic financials for the last 3 years. Historic financials include crucial details about businesses' earnings over a specified period, including sales, cost, profitability, and debt. They also give an overview of the business operations, performance, and cash flow. To make things simpler, our discussion now and farmers listening, the bank will take into account average performance during the past 3 years and use that information to assess the viability of a client's expectations.
So for new farmers or those expanding into energy-intensive operations, how important is it to include a feasibility study or an energy expert report in the application?
As I mentioned earlier, all applications has to include the feasibility study or energy expert report as a prerequisite for Agri Energy Fund. However, for new entrants or expansions, those who want to do expansions, the information from the feasibility report may help them with decision-making and with their business plan and cash flows.
No report, no money, in other words.
No report, no money.
Quotations for capital expenditures are another key requirement. What should these quotations include to meet Land Bank standards?
So quotations should be accompanied by the feasibility report, and quotations should basically indicate whether the service provider is accredited, number one, and should specify current energy consumption, the current output of the solution that the solution provides, the expected cost saving, the cost of equipment, installation schedule, as well as the aftercare service, warranties, and lifespan.
For farmers who might be co-funding their projects through other sources, how should they present this information in the application? Should they even tell you about it?
Indeed, Ivor. So the Agri Energy Fund has to be blended with the Land Bank loan facility. However, for those that require larger solutions that surpass the total amount, like in the example where I mentioned the 2 million rand earlier, if they require something that maybe costs 3 million rand, our one will still be 1 million Agri Energy Fund grant, 1 million loan, and in the other million rand, they can apply for co-funding, but they have to inform us about that. How they can do that is, it is important that the farmer be honest about the debt and as well as provide us with the terms and conditions of it. Because failure to do so might end up in them not being able to pay their commitments on our side or the other side.
So finally, Craig, what advice would you give to applicants to increase their chances of success when applying for the Agri Energy Fund? Is there even such a recipe?
Certainly, I. This relationship model that we discussed earlier is the one key recipe. Build a relationship with the relationship manager in the Land Bank. These guys or ladies are highly skilled. They understand, most of them are seasoned bankers. They understand how to assist the farmer in getting funding that they need. And working with them to ensure that farmers understand the process and requirements. And lastly, I think it's really important. The key recipe in any application at Land Bank is ensure that you submit all supporting documents that are requested by the bank. Failure to do so may delay the bank's ability to process the application swiftly.
Thanks for joining us, Craig Harrison, the provincial head of Land Bank in the Western Cape. For more information, visit www.landbank.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan Funderfind, the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi. Thanks for listening.